We spoke earlier this fall with Carol Foss, the media specialist at one of the local high schools in our city, who has found herself adding some unusual new books to her library, books that are part of the current wave of phenomenally successful urban fiction for older teens and young adults by authors like Sister Solja, Nikki Turner, and Gashamba Williams. These are books that have gotten some of her students truly excited about reading.
I went around to different English teachers' classes to try to encourage the kids to read more for pleasure. And I found that the books that I was toting around really were not terribly interesting to the urban kids. Suburban stories about, the angst of the school yearbook crew or whatever. But they started asking for books by the certain authors and certain titles that I hadn't heard of. And I thought, okay, they're asking for these books. I'll go out and get them. They're not shy. They're coming into the library every day asking for these books. They've got them, their names on waiting lists. I think maybe we should ask the kids what they want to read and listen to them. Then we'll find out what they want. And a lot of the books have what I would consider this very strong theme of sin and redemption. People make terrible choices. They almost ruin their lives. But then they see the light, and with the help of their mother and their sisters and perhaps even a good boyfriend, they change their lives around, and at the end, things are much better than they were at the beginning or the middle. A lot of the characters in these books have really good jobs, good careers, apartments filled with brand name furniture, stereos, kitchen equipment. These books are a real shopper's paradise. The search for true love and fidelity and the distractions of being so attractive that one is constantly pursued by people who do not have your best interests in mind. A lot of the girls also have mentioned that they read the same books that their moms are reading, and they're actually talking with their moms about these books. And since a lot of these books have to do with the consequences of, you know, unwise decisions and bad behavior and poor parenting, maybe that a combination of reading these books and talking to their mothers will make them avoid some mistakes that they might have made. I've been stocking the library with these books, and they love it. They're in here all the time. Kids who have never come into a school library are in the library all the time now, and I'm hoping that somehow they will want to read the classics or the great literature of the ages, but even if they just stick to reading this, they're better off than if they don't read at all.